This is World Update with me, Peter Dobby. Still to come, touching down on Mars. Phoenix going where no spacecraft has gone before. Signs of real progress, we're told, in Burma. The rubbish crisis in Naples goes from bad to worse, if you can believe that. And what's the message an American delegation takes home from the election of a new Lebanese president? All that after the very latest BBC World News.
BBC News with Jonathan Wheatley. An unmanned American space probe has been sending back pictures from the frozen surface of Mars, hours after touching down near the planet's northern pole. The probe, named Phoenix, will spend 3 months investigating whether Mars could once have supported life. It will use a robotic arm to dig below the surface for water ice. The head of the governing party in Taiwan is beginning a six-day visit to communist China, less than a week after a new president took office in Taiwan, committed to better ties with the mainland. The visit by Wu Po-xiong is the first by such a high-ranking official of the governing party in Taiwan since the Chinese nationalist Kuomintang party fled to Taiwan almost 60 years ago. The Chinese authorities say nearly 300,000 homes were wrecked in the aftershock of the Sichuan earthquake at the weekend. Six people were killed and more than 1,000 injured in the most destructive yet of thousands of aftershocks in the last 2 weeks. A senior United Nations official says there are fragile but encouraging signs that the military government in Burma is increasing its cooperation with the international aid effort after Cyclone Nargis. The official, Kathleen Cravero, said it was becoming easier to obtain visas for overseas relief workers, but that more was needed. The authorities in the Nepalese capital Kathmandu have banned mass meetings in strategic parts of the city. The prohibition has come into force 2 days before the newly elected assembly is expected to declare the country a republic. The new Lebanese president, Michel Suleiman, has arrived at the presidential palace outside Beirut to begin his first full day in office. Reports say his first official visitor there will be the Iranian foreign minister. And the body has been exhumed in Adelaide of a politician regarded as one of independent Australia's founding fathers, Charles Cameron Kingston. He was instrumental in forging what were separate British colonies into an independent country. BBC News.
Minutes to the hour. This is World Update. So as we heard there in our summary of the world news, a NASA spacecraft has sent back the first historic pictures of an unexplored region of Mars. The Mars Phoenix lander touched down in the far north of the red planet after a journey of 680 million kilometres, 423 million miles from Earth. The probe is equipped with a robotic arm to dig for water ice thought to be buried below the surface. Here's how Mission Control tracked those crucial last few moments before touchdown.
Altitude 40 metres. 30 metres. 27 metres. 20 metres. 50 metres, standing by for touchdown. Touchdown signal detected. Landing lead sequence initiated. Helium vent detected.
Well, Phoenix will begin examining the site for evidence of the building blocks of life in the next few days. Professor Colin Pillinger is a professor of planetary sciences at the Open University here in the UK, and he led the Beagle Mars project. What exactly does Phoenix look like?
It's a much bigger spacecraft than Beagle 2, the one that we built in Britain and launched 2003. This is more than 15 feet across, so it's the size of a car. It weighs an awful lot more than Beagle did, which was only 60 kilograms. This is probably more like, 200 or 300 kilograms.
Why the northern Arctic region? Why go for a colder area?
Well, we've known for 200 years that Mars has a polar cap. That polar cap can be both water and carbon dioxide. However, there's a good chance that there's frozen out water there. You can see from the pictures there's no ice on the surface. Phoenix is going to dig a trench and get subsurface samples and hope to find ice below the very surface of the planet.
If there is ice below the surface, what does that mean?
Well, the instrument that they've got to detect this is we'll take samples and heat them up, and then they will look at changes which occur in their signal to see whether or not ice is melting. If they can do that, then they can analyse the water, see that it can, whether it contains salt, whether it's the right sort of water for life. If they're lucky, they will get measurements of any organic volatile material which is present with the ice. I say lucky because the instrument that does the detection doesn't actually like water, so there's a chance that the signal will get a bit confused. Even if they detect the organic matter, they won't be able to tell whether biology produced it. That was what Beagle, the advantage that Beagle had, it was capable of deciding whether organic matter was produced by a biological process. That's what makes me envious.
Envious? In as much, well, okay, explain that to me. If there is biological matter, or matter that was not produced by a biological process, is that alien life?
If there's biological matter which was produced by a biological process, that means that you're looking perhaps at the relict of life. Detecting life which is actually going on, you can detect from the organic matter which is in it, but you have to launch special experiments that actually show you whether metabolic processes are going on. Beagle had a system like that. It was going to look for the waste gases from living organisms. You know, the most easy way of getting energy for an organism is